afternoon, everybody, and welcome to this orientation regarding HRS4R, a sort of abbreviation which we will describe to you a bit later. You can see here our program for this session from 12:30 till 2 p.m. And our aim is to give you idea what this external assessment is about, what this HRS4R is about, and what the university has been doing with it during the past years since 2012. But mostly and first of all, thank you so much for taking part in this assessment. It's very, very important for us that we will have our researchers and leadership management involved in this project. This process is monitored by a steering group within this area. Vice Rector Henrik Kunttu is chairing this steering group, but unfortunately he cannot be present here today. Timo Taskinen is one of the persons involved in the steering group, as well as Tuula Oksanen, Pirjo Halonen, Heli Valtonen here. But the other members are today absent. Okay, let's go through with the program. Timo will first tell about developing research career at the university. And then I, Timo, and Tuula will show you what we have been doing during the past years. And then I will give you details what will happen during the assessment. By the way, I forgot to introduce myself. I'm Pia, who has been emailing to you and contacting you. So this one over here. Welcome, and let's start with Timo.
Thank you, Pia. I wonder if my voice is already coming to. Yes? Okay. yeah. So this HRS4R Human Resources Strategy for researchers is a really important tool where we can develop our university the way that our researchers can do their best. and this is a European-wide process, so that we can actually be can be given a certificate that we follow certain practices and at the university level, and so that our researchers can also rely that the practices and processes are well defined and working. On the other hand, sometimes it feels that these processes are kind of complicated and it takes ages for them to root, and so that some of the goals of the previous plans, they have not been going on so well as we planned, but some things have been working fine. On the other hand, well, anyway, this combines research, human resources, and quality of research together in a way that is kind of uniform throughout the Europe and maybe globally also. We also would like to, and we certainly will join this to our strategy and the development programs, and that's the tools in the future that how we are going on. We are committed to the principles of European Charter for Researchers and the Code of Conduct, and Pia has taken the Finnish versions of these over here. I think that I have one English copy as well, which we follow.
It has both versions. It's Finnish first and English.
Oh, thank you.
At the end of the leaflet.
This is much newer than my version anyway, since I think that I have it from 2005 and this is updated somewhat. One detail, for instance, is that the recruitment of the researchers, it should follow open, transparent, and merit-based practices. And that's something that we have been working on to really fulfill the conditions. Where are you going? And for instance, Mari Nirkkonen has been doing that work so that our processes are doing well. There have been many steps in this HR in excellence in research work, and Pia will be talking about those. There have been, for instance, the audit that is taking place next week on Thursday. That's external, and every other time there will be internal audits and external audits. Why we need this label is that, for instance, for the international, some international funders require that, or at least suggest that, that the organizations should follow the practices given in the code of conduct and the way that they are given in this HRS4R process. I would like to say some words about the new research development program. In Finnish, we say that tutkija keskiöön is the slogan of all the of the whole program. First, the researcher could be the translation of that. These are the three goals, the main goals, that that the Board of University accepted and agreed in April, about a month ago. That the goal is that our university will help researchers to achieve the highest possible level that they can achieve in the way that they can do their research. Of course, we have our own values, academic freedom, renewal of science and creativity, for instance, that the research must be based on. And also the ethical basis, we have good methodological expertise and our networks to join the join the research with other organizations and research groups. Furthermore, we try to motivate and make our university as attractive to the other researchers and make their careers also attractive to them so that they would Jyväskylä University would be known as a good place to do research and to study. We want to educate our researchers from the very early stages to have skills and knowledges that they can do the high quality research. And also our administrative and support staff and services will work to get the best results for the for research and scientific impact. I will be talking in more details about the, some of these topics later on. But next, well, if you have any questions, then I used to have a microphone somewhere. Pia has it. Any questions at this part? Since otherwise, Pia will continue with the actual process and what will be the goals of next Thursday's audit. Would you like to have this tool?
Yes, that is just better. By the way, how many of you have heard about this HRS4R or seen that leaflet, which I, okay, some of you, or quite many actually, that is very nice. At least now you know what it is about. And yes, as I mentioned, this includes also the English version, so no worry, you can also combine and check how it is said in Finnish or in English language.
So, HRS4R, Human Resources Strategy for Researchers. That is something which the European Commission launched quite many years ago. And that is a process, a systematic tool, this HRS4R, with which the organizations, funding organizations, employers can adopt the principles which are described in that leaflet which you just got. So this one is the European Charter for Researchers and the Code of Conduct for the Recruitment of Researchers. Ja suomeksi tutkijoiden eurooppalainen peruskirja ja säännöstö tutkijoiden työhönotosta. It's bettering, making better the European research area. It provides better working conditions, better job opportunities for researchers European-wide. So, for example, when a researcher would be planning to recruit, to apply to us, or he or she is working already with us, he or she knows that this university, having the label HR Excellence in Research, that shows that we are committed to the principles which are laid out in this leaflet. So this should be very important for the researcher. Here you can see all those 40 principles which are described in that leaflet. They are divided in four categories: principles related to ethical and professional aspects, recruitment and selection, working conditions and social security, and as fourth, training and development. So four categories. Then three categories. 12 of these 40 principles, they are applicable to researchers, as you can see over there. And these principles are marked with this color. These are applicable to researchers. Then 9 principles are related to recruitment, so which involves us, the university, as an employer, or if a funding organization would be committed to this program and to these principles. Then, again, 19 general principles and requirements, which are for employers. These here, you can see this marking the principles related to the recruitment, to the code of conduct for the recruitment. These are those 9 principles. And then the other, which are here in black, they are these 19 general principles. I'm not going to go through what these are all about in content. And one task for you after this orientation would be to go through this leaflet and to see what these principles are about, what they include. You don't have to read and memorize them by heart, but just to have a clue what this means. That would help you with the assessment then on 16th of May. One important thing, there is a lot of talk about that, about our apurahatutkijat, researchers working on grants. So we have researchers who work for us in the employment relationship, and then we have researchers working on grants. These principles, they include both these researchers. So the principles also apply to researchers working on grants. the European Commission doesn't define. A researcher is a researcher when he or she is doing research, whether in the employment relationship or on a grant. That is important to know. And then, can you see it? Can you have anything there in the back row? Is it something you can see? But this is now the process, how the European Commission guides us, the universities and the organizations which are involved in the process. By the way, the University of Jyväskylä was among the first Finnish universities taking part in this process. We started in 2012, and we got the HR Excellence in Research Acknowledgement in 2013, and only Aalto University had got the label before our university. But now almost every Finnish university is involved in this process. But as you can see, first there is gap analysis, which we made in 2012. And based on that gap analysis, we made an action plan, implemented it, made an internal review, completed the second action plan, a revised action plan, implemented it, and now we are here at this phase in the award renewal phase. We have completed our internal review last year, and now we are facing this site visit from the European Commission assessors. So this is the cycle, how it goes with the European Commission. This is an ongoing process. Every 3 years, we complete an internal review. And every second year, we will have this external assessment, which includes internal review and a site visit. The European Commission has changed this between a few, 2 years, 1 year ago. So we have been a little bit struggling with the change of the process, but this is now the updated process. So at this phase, we may not be able to keep the HR Excellence in Research status, depending on how our external assessment will be assessed. But it's good to remember from this one that this goes on and on. It should make our working conditions for our researchers better and better. So we are all the time making development actions for our researchers. I already mentioned some of this is the history, what we have been doing. We have a website for our work. This is an open website because the European Commission takes a look on this website. For example, now when the assessors are preparing themselves for the assessment, they will go through this website, important information, and our documents are here. But we started 2012. As mentioned just a while ago, gap analysis was made 2012, and then action plan. We got the acknowledgement. Hopefully you have seen this logo on our website. This is the mark that we have received, this label, acknowledgement status. It has many names. And then we have been all the time implementing actions, assessing, doing internal reviews, and now we are here. External assessment. This is a picture I don't know whether anybody of you was involved in 2015 when we had the self-assessment. Would you remember having taken part in group sessions where, this is a photo of there, about doctoral education, tohtorikoulutus. We used Pirjo's quality, our university's quality management ways to make that self-assessment. Nobody remembers? Okay. So that was what HRS for R, HR Excellence in Research, or as we call it at our university, developing research career and position. We have given as a university our own name for this work. Now I will show you some actions which have been completed or planned to be done in our action plans, and then Timo and Tuula will continue with their own related to doctoral education and related to research. So as I come from the human resources services, I'm now presenting the actions, what we in HR, which is the abbreviation for human resources, have been doing. Of course, not us only, but together with, not everybody else, but together with colleagues around the university. So when we started there in 2013, we had, for example, related to recruitment, we evaluated international recruitment process, tenure track and transparent salary principles were supposed to be communicated in a better way. There was talk about how it is good for researchers to work from home, so teleworking issues were involved, as well as facilities. It's always important to develop our facilities to this state of the art. Then a lot of training and information orientation related aspects were taken into account. When I gathered this information now, I realized that most of them are related to training and development. If you remember those four categories, ethical and professional aspects, recruitment and selection, working conditions, and training and development. So we have had very many actions in training and development. And probably, hopefully this is something really concrete which have been completed within this process. International staff guide. So when we receive an international colleague to our university, that is something which our international staff services at the moment uses a lot, and all those researchers who apply to us. Then from the 2015 internal review, we continued some of these principles actions, because this is an ongoing process, so we start something and we have continued it then afterwards. So by step the actions are finalized. But I would highlight this one from here. So when the European Commission renewed its process, it launched this abbreviation, which means open, transparent, and merit-based recruitment. And in 2015, till the end of last year, we made an internal review here and a policy related to recruitment. And then, now we are here. So we have a new action plan starting of this year, and here you can see the actions which we complete during 2019-2091. And one aspect which is really important, as Timo told you, we have a new strategy and we have new strategy-related development programs, which one is research development program, one is capable, creative and healthy university community program. These will include actions related to human resources strategy for researchers. So this university development will be combined with this European work. That is one aim.
Is it okay if I say something
too? Of course, yes, please.
Yeah. So at, in the audit on Thursday, the audit interviews will be handling, for instance, equity in communication or employment-related benefits, how these things have been going on at our university. I think that many of these things actually handle also with communication, so that even though we have been working on the tasks, then it's really hard to say if we have communicated that this have been done for this process, for the HR process, or is it just so that we are, when we are, for instance, giving new ways to announce the new positions, then that's the practice that we are just doing. But anyway, these are the things that should be okay. Well, at least those should be okay. And this is the future. And the people auditing us, they are checking that if this makes any sense compared to the things that we have been doing so far. And I think that the questions at the interviews will really relate to this.
Yes, correct. Yes. This is the, as Timo said, this is now what the external assessment will relate to, really. Okay. I will let Tuula to take the stand and continue from doctoral education at this point.
Hello, so my name is Tuula Oksanen, I am the coordinator of the University Graduate School. In doctoral education, we have been implementing an action plan that is actually a combination of different action plans since this human resources strategy for researchers development program started in 2012-2013. There has been, for example, the audit of the Finnish Education Evaluation Center, the Karvin Auditointi in 2015. We have also had operational agenda for the university strategy, and they all contain different actions. In 2016, we had the evaluation of doctoral education and made a development plan of doctoral education. And there are certain themes that have been recognized as development needs in more than one evaluation or action plan. So at the graduate school, we have been focusing on implementing the development plan of doctoral education, but at the same time, we have been implementing the actions from several different action plans because they are more or less integrated in the latest one, which is the development plan for doctoral education. But today we are focusing on this human resources strategy for researchers. So I will go through some doctoral training related actions as they have been formulated in this action plan. So there was an action about this study data system, that means CORPI system here, and if it can be developed to meet the needs of doctoral student supervision and monitoring or if it should be replaced with another system. In other words, this is about the supervision document that was in Corpus system before and the annual registration of doctoral students that was also in Corpi, and the fact that they were put together there, and we got feedback that there was quite many kind of technical problems. It wasn't very user-friendly system. So what we did listings of all the technical problems that had been observed. We discussed with the IT services people how we could solve those problems, and we came to conclusion that it's not really possible to solve all those problems in this Corpi environment because it would require so much effort that it doesn't make any sense, knowing that the university would be giving up the Corpi system sometime in future anyway. So the solution that we came up with was that the digital services, they designed a new supervision document service that was introduced in September last year. And at the same time, we moved the annual registrations of doctoral students to this national OILI service also last year. So the solution was to move these operations into another environment. So this action, I would consider this action as a completed action. We are still working on the supervision document service to make it better, improve it. We have gotten feedback from the users of the new system. Just yesterday we had a meeting with the digital services people and the data warehouse people on what we could do to make it better and more user-friendly and make it work so that it would also be useful for the study administration people at the faculties. Another action is about training for supervisors. We have recognized that the university community wishes that there would be training courses for dissertation supervisors, also for especially for the new supervisors, also for the doctoral students who will come dissertation supervisors in future. So far, we have made an operation model for developing and maintaining supervisory expertise in doctoral education. So it's just a framework. It describes the responsibilities of the graduate school and faculty doctoral schools, doctoral programs, the university staff training, different units organizing staff training in this matter. We also have made a short list of training courses recommended for dissertation supervisors, but we still have work to do on making the selection of training courses wider. So this action will be continued in future. Also, there are actions related to employment of doctoral students, about connections to surrounding society, industry, research networks, opportunities to connect with different stakeholders. What we have done so far, we have reviewed the current state of these connections, how they are made in doctoral training at the moment. Another action is about career guidance possibilities, how they are organized and made visible. Well, so far we have clarified what is the responsibility of supervisor in the career guidance and the follow-up group. We have made instructions for the follow-up groups about the themes, what should be discussed in these follow-up group meetings. So there are some elements of career guidance included in that follow-up group practice. Also, we have a career services unit at the university that offers some services for doctoral students, but there is still a lot more that we could do and we would like to do. So these both actions are continuing. These are all actions that they require resources, they require lots of cooperation between the different units of the university services and the faculties and the leadership. So it's not simple to complete them, and I'm quite happy that at least we have that supervision documenting handled quite well at this moment. Also in future we will get development needs from different directions. They are recognized in different occasions. We had research evaluation. There are some things concerning doctoral education there. We had self-assessment in research ethics that is very relevant for doctoral training as well. We have this human resources for researchers action plan, and as mentioned before, we have those development programs for the university strategy. So in future also we will be working on kind of combination of development needs recognized in different occasions. So for example, that training for dissertation supervisors, it will continue. Career advancement possibilities and impact to society themes will continue. Also things like amount of teaching undertaken by doctoral students and other career phases also will be included in those action plans of the future.
Can you, Tuula, comment something about the doctoral program and the development of it? It also deals with the doctoral programs at the units and how they keep their freedom, their own practices that they have known that these things are working in the doctoral training. Mm. And but generally, we are trying to develop the processes for the whole university and then take into account those. Can you comment something on how this has been going on, how to keep the freedom and also the general processes and what discussions has been going on this? Mm. Since I think that is important also for the audit to knowledge.
Yes, it is a bit tricky. In general, we are trying to harmonize the processes because that is something from the quality management point of view, we should be able to explain what are our procedures and how we do things at the university level. So we should have some kind of common understanding and common rules and principles at some level. But it's also very important to keep the freedom and so that we can continue the good practices and also share the good practices between the units. It is a bit tricky. At the graduate school, we have these three levels. We have the university level and faculty level and doctoral program level. And I think these actions are mostly, they are happen between the university level and faculty level. And we don't so much go into the doctoral program level practices. It's more that the faculty level should be taking care about the doctoral program level. So, yes. Yeah.
But at least, for instance, the supervising document and the follower groups, how they are working. Then, I think that and also the science council, which is the coordinating this work, that they think that should be kind of uniform way to work.
Yeah, I think the follow-up groups is a good example because we have the general guidelines. They should meet at least once a year. Every student should have one. But then they can be different units can have a little bit instructions of their own about how those meetings are organized. So I think that's quite a good example. Yeah.
I would like to go further into the research development program and the goals that we are setting. So basically, this is the future that we are wanting to show also to the auditors but also to the university. These are the three main goals that I presented earlier. So the attractive careers, then the way that the researchers get their skills, and then the administrative and research support services, how they should be working. When we go into more details, then the motivating and attractive careers, we have been working on tenure track model, and that will actually take place, the new one, 1st of June, so just after the audit, but still it's very well on its way. It will be transparent and it follows a well-defined process, at least I think so. Then one action in the model is that there, and also in our research development program, is that we have to work together with the surrounding society, and especially with the city of Jyväskylä, and find ways, for instance, how the families of the researchers, how they can find their place in the society and perhaps also find working, and how their families will find schools and other services also. So we are working on that. And also that is one topic at the research development program. Then when you have internal projects up, then they should also support our own people and our own researchers to get better impact and be able to do better research. Equal opportunities, regardless if people are coming from abroad or from different sides of Finland or anywhere, so that all the researchers could be integrated into the staff and work in any position they would like to. Currently, there are quite a lot of obstacles in the administration, so that people, for instance, who are not speaking Finnish fluently enough, it would be very hard for them to work as at the administration, even for the units. Then how to make skills and knowledge better for the researchers so that they could work better. A mentoring system is one topic that is being planned at all the career stage levels. Some mentoring systems already exist, and so that more experienced researchers support their colleagues, for instance, when they are applying for funding or when they are making publications and things like that. But more concise system is being developed. Then to connect to abroad, to other universities and institutes, there will be an interdisciplinary visiting scholars program. Let's see how it works out. This is, I think, that at the moment this is just a topic, and we have to plan what it actually means for each of the units and research groups. Then we have to make sure that the researchers have the necessary skills that they need in their own research area. They need to know about ethics and security and safety, how to publish, what are the methods that they must be using, how they should communicate about their research, and so on. And then the support services for researchers and for research and for research groups, they must get the services as easily as possible, so that we hope that we would know already beforehand what kind of services they will be needing, and we can, for instance, at the funding services, we could give advice to them at the moment when they actually need it. It's a tough goal, actually. Then the program extends, and also the HRS program itself, it goes to really, really into details. For instance, it handles about the research data and what kind of methods we have to support to our researchers and research groups, what tools and what infrastructure must be available so that the data will be open in the way that we want it to be open. Also, research infrastructures is one topic, and then more generally, all the research services and how our own administration and leadership works so that it is actually possible for research groups to make interdisciplinary work and research with other groups, other units, other institutes, other universities. I think that these are the main goals. As I said, the program was accepted or approved in April, and so there are awful lot of planning to do what this actually means. But still, these are the goals that we are going towards. But next, we are going towards to the external assessment and the site visit. And Pia has prepared the details of the schedules and what will actually be happening and when we will be drinking coffee and things like that. So you can give the presentation and continue with this if you don't have any questions at the moment.
So now you have heard what HRS4R is about and what the university has been doing and what the university will do in the future, glimpse to the future as well. So did you get any kind of an idea what we have been doing? Are these... Yes, Sarianna. Yes, they are. Yeah, I will show you. Yes, great. Yeah, there is a lot of material. Okay. Yeah, unfortunately or fortunately, depending on. Yeah. Okay.
I just took the list again, so that I think that this is one of the most important things that.
So this combines what we have been doing, but the actual list of documents are given later. Yes, I will.
Kiitos. Se on tuolla.
In the meanwhile, I'm placing the microphone. I will now pass to you the program of the site visit day. Before we go to the program, I will tell a bit about the external assessment. Although some of these issues have already been mentioned during this session. So the external assessment includes two components. The internal review, which we completed last year and submitted in March 2019. This internal review, at this time, it was not made with the university management way of doing, but we used now different kind of service which we have at the university to which our staff answers. So we have used research evaluation, education, research and career survey as a basis, and also staff survey from the year 2017, doctoral student survey, career survey, and other this kind of related information which the university has and can use. So the internal review last year was based on this kind of information. So there were no exact survey related to HRS4R, but as part of this education, research and career survey, there were two questions about our HRSR. So, and the result was that quite not so many of our researchers knew that there is the charter, existing, and that our university had received HR Excellence in Research acknowledgement. So we need to be better on that aspect as well. And this audit is one way of doing this, so that I think it would be so nice if you also could deliver this information so that many of our researchers would know that we are involved in this kind of development work as well, even though we have a lot of other development going on as well. But so that was the internal review. And then we have this site visit. Now the assessors there, where they now are in Southern Europe, they are now reading our documents, and they base the site visit day on the idea what they will have based on the documents which we have given to them. So site visit takes place every 6th year, and one of the aim is the renew the HR Excellence in Research Award. Here we have the opportunity to tell what we have been doing, what we have achieved when we have been doing, and as I mentioned, to raise the awareness so that everybody of our researchers would know about HRS4R or developing research career and position. And the instructions given to us is that the external experts, so again, there are different kinds of terms. We talk about assessors, we talk about experts, they are the same persons. So hopefully you don't be mixed up with the terms assessors, auditors, experts. They mean all the same. So they must meet researchers, management, and practitioners. And this practitioners means the people who have been implementing the actions during since 2015. And the, I'll go further with my slides. Okay, so the site visit will be, as you already know, on 16th May, Thursday next week, starting at 9, ending at 6 p.m. There will be 3 assessors, experts, and as you can see, they come from Southern European universities. So they are peer reviewers, peer assessors, researchers themselves, but trained to have this kind of assessments. Unfortunately, I don't have any. Actually, I have only details about this person, and these are the. This is the head, the lead assessor, the lead expert, this Cynthia Sada, who has been my contact person. And these are the other two. Here you can see more about what is the aim of the assessment. As I mentioned, the one is to renew the HR excellence status, but that is not the most important one. Of course, we want that with this development work, we really can give additional value to our researchers so that our researchers would have the best possible working conditions at our university. But what the assessors will take into account, what they will look about. So when they have now been reading the documents we have given to them, the documents which they have received is internal review from last year, and then an internal review checklist about open, transparent, and merit-based recruitment, because we launched that here at our university. So two documents which they are now reading, and also the action plan, the new action plan based on the internal review. So they want to see whether we have had any benefits from implementing the actions here at the university, whether there have been, for the researchers' point of view, whether there has been ambition, whether the actions have been ambitious enough in order to improve their working conditions, whether we implement the principles which are described in this leaflet, and whether we are putting into practice open, transparent, and merit-based recruitment. So very many aim for this coming assessment. And now, as this is so small, you have now the paper. When I have been emailing to you, I told that actually I got comments from the lead assessor only yesterday, so there might still be some changes to the agenda. But here you can see in which groups you are and at what time. The day will start with opening meeting and will be closed with a closing meeting where the steering group will be present. And actually the morning, starting at 9 a.m. till 10:45, the steering group will be in the interviews and we will be presenting what we have been doing. 11:15, 11:45, there is a 30-minute session for persons who have been implementing the action plan. And there are HR representatives and research administration representatives present. Then a session related to open, transparent, merit-based recruitment, where we have Vice Rector in Research, HR Director, HR Lawyer. Sorry, Marie, your title is not correct here. Deans and Department Heads. I will correct it. So that is the morning side. As you can see, the experts want to meet themselves after every session. They have a 15-minute break there. They will do something. Then we have lunch, and then after lunch, research management and leadership representatives will have a 45-minute session at... All these... I'm now missing the places. All the interviews will take place in T building, Building T on Seminaarin Mäki, and in room T433 on the fourth floor. Yeah, that is missing from my program. And starting from 3 till 4:30, there are meeting with researchers. So short sessions for each category of researchers. And the categories are not our research career categories, but the European versions. European Union has categories for researchers, R1, R2, R3, R4, which are quite the same as what we have at the university. And that was the biggest change which I got to know yesterday, so that every category will be interviewed separately. Firstly, I had put categories R2 to R4 in the same session, but that is why you can only see one names, and now it's our task to find some additional persons. I would actually want to talk with you, Sarianna, if you can stay for a while after this session, whether you would have any suggestions from your faculty. So we have over 30 persons involved during this day. We have representatives from all faculties, and then from Educational Leadership Institute, if I remember the name right, KTL. And then we have female, male, we have Finnish staff, we have international staff. And we are still missing researcher on grant. So we are still trying to find additional persons to be involved due to the changes which we had yesterday from the lead assessor. And then the assessors will debrief. They will have a longer meeting themselves here, and then we will then hear some kind of a result. I don't know. And we don't know what these assessors will ask from us or from you. So this is a mystery. We don't have any questions available to give to you. But what the lead assessor has said, we cannot tell any success story. We just need to tell what we have been doing. We need to tell what have been good, what bad, what is our own opinion. And that is also expected from you when you take part. So honestly, to tell from your own point of view. And you don't have to remember whether some action is developed under which development program. That is totally irrelevant. You just, because you are the researchers and you know how the university works and what's happening at the university. So just be yourself, honestly saying your own opinion and experiences and taking into account your own perspective. I will now send this program to the lead assessor, and I hope this will be the final one, but I will keep you updated and posted, and this will also be put on the website. But now you know where, at what time you should be, but let's go further in the practical details. So the meetings are discussions and interviews, and these discussions are in groups. As you could see, it's not individual interviews. There are always at least 2-3 persons in the group. Group sizes vary. The language will be English. And as I mentioned, you will talk about your own perspectives, experiences. This website will include all the information which we have been given to you today, this presentation which we have been given today, and link to the recording which are being made from this session. Also, any updates will be put to that website. But if there will be any update, I will email you as well. So, but it would be good if you can check that website as well. So, and the place. The place of all the interviews will be T433. So T is for the T building, situated in between University Library and Oppio building on the Seminaarinmäki campus area. There are links to the campus maps where you can see the exact location of the conference room. But if you are not familiar to the T building, when you enter the building, you just go to the fourth floor, and just opposite of the stairs and the lift, there is this interview room. But you can check the exact location from the campus maps. Please be there on time, 10 minutes before your interview time, so that you have time to take your coat off and to relax a while and but then, We have refreshment served for you. That is on the third floor. So before your interview or after your interview, please go and enjoy them. So again, Pirjo has arranged very, very many these kind of sessions, and that was a very good hint from her, so that be on time, because that will help all us. I will be there around. I will be taking part in the morning sessions, probably in the implementation group session, and well, that is still uncertain, but I will be there around, and I will be guiding you so that you will be there on the right place and at the right time if you are there on time. There is a waiting room near to the interview room, so T431, so you can leave your coat there, or you can leave your coat in the third floor, but that 3431, this room, that is very close to the interview room, so you can be there waiting for the interview to start if you wish so. But I will then pick you up and I will guide you as a group. And then there will be name signs, so signs which you can put in front of you on the table so that the assessors know your name. I will give that name sign to you when you come, or then if the program is so that I manage to put them on the table already in advance, they will be there in the room. So, but because I don't even know how the day will go on, so I will then improvise. But it's for you, it's good to know that name signs are there ready, printed. So that was about the practical details. I will go through this material slide, but then I'm sure that you will have questions related. So I divided the materials to must and optional ones. We don't want to lay out too much burden for you in getting acquainted with the material. So we decided with Pirjo that these documents are the most important one for you. So this is again this leaflet. And those persons who are not present here in this orientation session, I will mail that leaflet printed to them. And then this OTMR policy. So these are the must, and these are the links to the material. But all these materials can be found in the website. They are already there. And here you can see all the three action plans we have been talking about, links to those. This is the internal review, which we completed in 2013. And by the way, if you want to... I'll take this one with me. Can you kindly pass this on? These are examples of how these main documents look alike. So the internal review... I have printed this one as well, if you circulate them. This one, and then this internal review you can find there, so you can take a look how they look like. But so all this material is in the website I showed. And again, when you read the material, reflect your own perspective at the same time. That is something, or would you, Pirjo, or any other member of the steering group, would you have any comment on this to give some hints, or would you have any questions related to this, what you need to read or do before?
I was wondering, Elina, would you be kind enough to comment if this certificate is of some value when you are making your funding application or something? Would you be so kind?
Thank you, Timo. Well, it has a bigger value for me. It is the Horizon 2020 Grant Agreement Article 32, in which we are obliged to follow this. So it's not an option in our Horizon 2020 projects. It's a must. But in research funding applications, for example, for Horizon 2020, if we, in the basic description of University of Jyväskylä, we have always offered this as a good practice to be included into the texts if the researchers have consulted us. So we have tried to promote it that way as well.
Great, thank you, Elina. So, before 16th of May, when the site visit interviews discussions are going to take place, get acquainted with the materials which are presented in the previous slide and that printed leaflet, charter and code. See the website for updates, but I will also email you when an update arises. So no worry about that, but it's good if you can take a look. And then on 16th of May, arrive on time to building T, at least 5 minutes before to the waiting room on the fourth floor, but I will be there around. All discussions, interviews are in the room, same room, just opposite of the stairs and the elevator. And just have a good discussion. This is something, we are developing things here. This is nothing which need to be afraid of there, anything. It's your opinion, your experiences, your point of view is very important for us and for the assessors. So, and the assessors also want to have an open and friendly atmosphere. So we are talking about kehittävä arviointi. So how would you translate it in English? Developing assessment? Or would you like to mention something, Pirjo?
In Finland, at least we have translated it enhancement evaluation or assessment.
Thank you. And then after the interviews, go to the third floor and enjoy the refreshments, or prior to the interview, depending on your timetable. And if any questions would be arising now or later, feel free to contact me. And we are very, very grateful for your contribution, and we want all that the site visit day on 16th of May will be a nice experience for all of us. You don't have to know actually what has been done, because you are experiencing things when you work at the university. But also feel free to tell about this one to your colleagues and try to promote this issue as well among at the university. On Thursday there will be a story, tiedote, I'm now missing an English word for it, in the staff news. So hopefully also others will read that. And of course, when we have then the results, we will keep you posted. You will know what will then happen, what the result will be from the assessment. We expect the result of the assessment to reach us either just before the summer holidays or after the summer holidays, depending on the assessor's time schedule. Heli, could I ask you, you are in the steering group and you are representing a researcher. Would you, because I know that when I'm speaking from an administrative point of view, even though I'm very much trying to address you, but anything you would like to tell about the work in the steering group?
Well, I'm also... the head of the department, and I think that this is very important thing, this assessment. And I would like to say that, as you, Pia, said, I hope we all will be honest, and also and if something, if we have done something correct, then we should tell it to the evaluators. But also, if we haven't done something well, let's tell it too.
Yeah, that is very right. Thank you, Heli. Would you have any questions, anything which would help me to provide you better information and to update for the website? Pirjo.
Could you, Pia, go back a few slides where you have the links, this one. The revised action in 2019-2021, could you click that link? Please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it opened. That is good.
Yes, so we were wondering whether the, if you scroll it down, whether there is the self-assessment, this part, isn't it?
Yes, basically, yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. The internal review is a much, much longer document, but this is the summarize of it.
Yeah, so I think for us it is important, maybe important to read this one, but that's enough for the basis of the discussions.
I will skim this through. These are now the new actions for today. Yeah, now you could see one, and hopefully you can skim through the models which are now being circulated.
Could you actually see it? I think that the starting of the at the beginning, there were the four main things. No, a little bit further, like ethics and training and recruitment and so on. So that it has only, well, maybe 30 lines. That's very good reading, so that you can get the status what we were doing. So that if you have time to have a look on this, it would be very helpful for you. Yes. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Talk with the same language.
Would like to have a microphone too.
Actually, I have a practical question.
Thank you. Saara Minkkinen from the HR services. I had a practical question about the schedule. It says here that there's a, in each session, basically, there's a presentation by our our university and then open discussion. What does that mean? How does it like? How does it go? The session.
Yeah, that was the second big issue which I learned yesterday from the lead assessor. Yes, they proposed that there would be a JYU presentation at the beginning of each session, but we are still talking about that with my colleagues. Yeah, and that is why I proposed that I could come to your session and to give that presentation if that is needed in order to help you. But I'm not sure, for example, here. If anybody would be able to give that presentation. I think our opinion is that we try to skip that 15 presentation from as many sessions as possible. But I think that where we, the members of steering group, are involved, we can give those because we know what have been doing. I think that would help you, that the others. Did that?
So we just get ready to
correct
answer when we're asked.
Yes, that's right. You don't have to worry about the presentations. We will take care of those, the members of the steering group.
Okay.
If there will be any.
Okay, because this is the first time.
Yeah. Good question. Thank you for this. Anything else? Does this sound clear enough at this point? If there is no other questions, should I show you the website? Where you can find the link to this information already now, the links to the materials. If I'm getting the browser launched. I'm now going to the university website and scrolling it down over here, where you can see the different acknowledgements we have received. When you click this one, you will reach the website. And here is the link for you. I think this is the easiest way to reach. Clicking it. There is first information on this session, and then practical details. I will update these, and then the materials. The same links which you had in the slides.
Slides are not yet there,
but yeah, not yet, but I will do that immediately when I go to the office. I will put them over here. Yeah, but perhaps this is the best way. From the university main website, scroll down, click the status acknowledgement link, and then you will find. That link. Okay. I don't have anything else to say to you, so I will keep you updated, and then we will see on 16th of May, but if anything arises, just contact me. Okay, thank you so much, and see you on 16th of May.